Radio Prague News.
The Czech Constitutional Court has rejected a proposal from the Prague Municipal Court to overturn a presidential amnesty. President Václav Klaus says he regrets the decision of Pope Benedict to step down. And the Czech court has issued a European warrant for the arrest of former Social Democrat deputy Petr Wolf. The Czech Constitutional Court has rejected a proposal from the Prague Municipal Court to throw out in its entirety an amnesty declared by the President Václav Klaus on New Year's Day. The court is still considering a previously filed challenge to the amnesty by a cross-party group of senators. It rejected the Prague court's appeal for two reasons. First, because the senators had been the first to challenge a plank of the amnesty, halting cases running for over 8 years that could have resulted in jail terms of 10 years or less. And second, because the Prague court didn't have the right to propose the abrogation of the whole amnesty. President Klaus said he was declaring the controversial amnesty to mark 20 years of the independent Czech Republic. President Václav Klaus says he regrets the decision of Pope Benedict XVI to step down. In a statement, the Czech head of state said he and the pontiff had been close in their outlooks and that the latter had, unlike others, not ridden the cheap bandwagon of progressivism. Mr. Klaus said Pope Benedict had been aware of the dangers arising from the loss of traditional values and the breakup of institutions like the family and the nation-state, as well as headlong European integration. A court in Ostrava has issued a European warrant for the arrest of former Social Democrat deputy Petr Wolf, who 3 weeks ago failed to turn up to begin serving a 6-year jail term for fraud. A spokesperson said that the police had told the court there was a realistic suspicion that Mr. Wolf was no longer in the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic has strongly condemned a nuclear test carried out by North Korea. In a statement, the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the test was an irresponsible and regrettable move that threatened peace and stability in the region and was in contravention of international treaties and UN Security Council resolutions. Tuesday's nuclear test, the third carried out by North Korea, has been met by international condemnation, including from its ally and neighbour, China. The incoming head of state, Milos Zeman, says he'll put a third of his salary into a new presidential fund aimed at paying off the Czech Republic's state debt. Speaking at a town hall meeting near the country house where he spent much of the last decade, the president-elect said he was setting up the fund to draw attention to the fact that Czechs were merely paying off the growing interest on their national debt, not the debt itself. Mr. Zeman, who takes office on March 8th, said he would also seek other donors. An elephant calf born at Prague Zoo on Monday is female, a spokesperson said on Tuesday. The baby was born to an elephant named Donna that came from Rotterdam Zoo last year, and keepers from the Dutch city were present for the birth. The elephant calf is the first born at the zoo in its 80-year history and has generated a lot of interest, with 10,000 people liking a picture of it on its Facebook page. It'll be shown to the public for the first time at the end of next month. The former Fiorentina and West Ham defender Tomáš Hřebka says he may play for a club in the Czech regional league for a beer and a sausage, TV Nova reported. Hřebka, who is 39, has been without a club since being released by top-flight side České Budějovice before Christmas. However, if Hřebka, known for his aggressive style and propensity to pick up red cards, does sign for Dobrovice, he'd also receive 80,000 crowns a week, Nova said. The weather, the snow currently seen in many parts of the Czech Republic, should continue over the next couple of days. Temperatures are expected to reach a maximum of 2 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.